hundreds of thousands of people are going through the turnstiles along the Lake Michigan shore at Summerfest this week. Thousands will see headliner shows at the Marcus Amphitheater, but most of them won't necessarily notice an unassuming RV parked near the entrance to that amphitheater.
But more than two dozen bands will spend at least a few minutes inside the RV recording songs for the Milwaukee-based foundation called Sing Me a Story. We spent a few minutes inside as well and caught up with executive director and co-founder Austin Atterbury, who explains where we are.
We are sitting in our mobile recording studio made possible by Burlington RV. They donated an RV for us, and we've built a little recording studio in it on site at Summerfest.
Well, and so what did it take to get this together? Because, first of all, not everybody can park in the Summerfest grounds, and not everybody has access to artists that are coming through Summerfest.
Yep, so Sing Me a Story has partnered with Summerfest to give artists at the festival the opportunity to record songs for local kids in need. So we basically approached Summerfest, and specifically David Silva, who works for Summerfest, and presented the idea, and he presented it to the team, and they loved the idea, and so here we are.
And is this working essentially like the rest of the Sing Me a Story project? I mean, how are the stories coming to you, and who are the kids in need?
Yep, so it basically functions the same exact way. The only biggest difference is that we're bringing the studio to the artists. But in terms of the process of gathering the stories, we partner with local organizations that are serving kids in need, and we give them the opportunity to write and illustrate stories about whatever they want. So here we've partnered with Children's Hospital of Wisconsin and Sophia's Heart, which is an organization started by Danny Gokey. It works kind of how our normal program does.
And how did you reach the bands? Was it Summerfest that reached out, or did they essentially serve as matchmaker for you?
They essentially served as matchmaker in many ways. So we tracked down contact information and then just reached out saying that we had the blessing of Summerfest and we'd be doing this project as part of Summerfest. And if the bands were interested in being a part of it, just to let us know, and we went from there.
How many bands do you have recording?
We have about 30 plus confirmed bands, and we're hoping they all are able to get in here, but things change, but we're hoping to have the vast majority of those get in and record.
What were the challenges in converting a not necessarily enormous RV, but a sizable one into a mobile recording studio?
Well, as we're sitting here with you, Mitch, and you're recording us this very same way, these days recording can be done pretty easily with a laptop and an audio interface, and so that's what we've done. Actually, we just came from, we met one of the artists at their hotel because they couldn't make it into our little studio, so we took the studio to them and did a recording this afternoon in a hotel room.
Once there was a boy in the country, he was looking for the lost guitar. And this guitar was magic, and Olin was the one who found it. And then he took it home in secret, for his closest friends he played, 'cause he knew they would feel it. And it would only play for those who really want to hear the sound. It would only play for those who really want to seek it out. Oh, yeah. When they see the strings moving, everybody wants to sing. Oh.
What kind of turnaround? Are the songs coming together and going out while Summerfest is still going on?
You bet. The song I just mentioned, the one that we did in the hotel room, is mixed and done, and we'll have it on the site by this evening.
Let me take a step back. You're recording straight onto a laptop. There is not like a 64-channel mixing board in this room.
No, there's not. There's a 6-channel board, and so basically the recordings are pretty basic and bare bone. We have acoustic guitars on hand, we have a ukulele, a keyboard, some light percussion. But yes, we're certainly not setting up an entire drum set or doing anything like that, and the kids don't seem to mind.
Is this your first foray into doing a mobile recording studio?
It's not. We've actually partnered with 10 or 12 festivals across the country. So doing something similar. This is the only one that we have had the generosity of an RV company to give us an RV. But in other circumstances, we've been recording in tents or in conference rooms or wherever we can.
These are obviously private recordings that are going on in here. You're not inviting the general public into the RV to watch them play out, but are you trying to get the word out to the people who are actually attending Summerfest as fans?
Absolutely. So that's partly why we have the flag out there, and some of the bands are actually performing the songs they've written as part of their sets. We have a band tonight, Antics, who are opening up their set with the song that they've written for this program. So we look forward to going to see that show, but they'll certainly say, you know, tell a little bit about what they did, and so it's helping us get the word out that way.
Well, Austin Atterbury, we're waiting on the next band to record with you, so we'll wait for a little while, but thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mitch.
Austin Atterbury is director of the Milwaukee-based Sing Me a Story. The foundation connects musicians with the stories written by children and records songs to benefit children's charities. You'll find links to those songs, including this one recorded in the group's RV at Summerfest by Boston-based air traffic controller.
Freddie had ping pong in a little arcade. Oh, everybody knows. Oh, Freddie was a hero. Dollars into change. Order up a slice and he'll call your name. Mashing all the buttons on the video games. Jerry walked in about 7:45 with a bag full of quarters and a heart full of hate. Freddy said, "We're closing, buddy, what do you need?" Jerry didn't answer, he went straight to the machines. He walked on over to the Pac-Man game, speaking in tongues in a haunting way. He took out a wand and he waved it around. All the kids fell when they heard that sound. Oh, everybody knows, oh, Freddy was a hero, oh, Freddy's twisted pizza, pizza Mona Lisa. Freddy had to stop him, foil Jerry's plan. He had to free those kids, apprehend this man. So he ripped off his apron and grabbed his rolling pin. He started smashing the screens. The kids' souls were in. The cops took Jerry into custody. Questioned him, "Mister, why would anybody?" Tried to capture the souls in the game for kids. Jerry just laughed. He said, "Listen to this. I've been doing this ever since the game came about. Some of those ghosts never get out." Oh, everybody knows. Pizza, pizza Mona Lisa.